The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, March 5th, Women's History Month. Go to a 32-year-old woman named Courtney L. Davis. Courtney faces felony charges of possession of stolen property, fraud, criminal mischief, burglary, residential entry, obstruction of justice, and false informing, all during Women's History Month. Not only is Courtney facing charges, but she got her husband caught up too. Yes, her husband is facing charges of residential entry and possession of stolen property. Why? Because this woman was lying for no devil damn reason. Now, there's a lot of things women lie to men about, okay? There's a lot of things I've heard women lie to men about. But this is a new one, okay? Okay, this is a new one, all right? Courtney lied to her husband about purchasing a home. And she got arrested after trying to move into a house she never purchased, okay? Let me break this down for you. It's a lot of information, okay? I'm reading this from News Channel 8 on your side. Court documents revealed an Indiana man thought he and his wife were moving into a brand new home after going through the real estate process and being handed the keys to a house. What her husband didn't know was that his wife faked all the financial documents, submitted to the realtors, and then broke into the home, smashed open the lockbox, and told her husband they were new homeowners. Why? What is the point of a woman faking anything? There's a woman in this building who I overheard having a conversation with Just Hilarious earlier saying that she once told a man she orgasmed 3 times. What's the point? What's the point of lying? Imagine lying to a chef that you full when you really hungry as hell and he's willing and able to cook for you. You just got to tell him what you want and how you want it. Huh? Simple. Listen to this. According to court documents, police officers from the Eaton Police Department were called out to a home on North Chestnut Street at 6:38 p.m. on February 16th after the property owner claimed to have spotted a U-Haul truck outside the home. The owner told police no one was supposed to be at the home, which was vacant and for sale. Officers arrived to the scene to find a couple moving into the house, unloading boxes and brandishing keys to the front door. Courtney told her husband that she and him had purchased the home and had been given the keys by their realtor, who took them out the lockbox after the sale was finalized and handed them over to the new homeowners. Courtney even showed police screenshots of paperwork that showed they had purchased the home. Big lies, okay? But the story didn't match what the property owner told police. According to the property owner's realtor, the sale of the house was never finalized due to payment never being received. A deeper dive uncovered that not only had the couple not submitted their payment, but the forms handed over to the realtor had been fraudulent. The realtor said they noticed something was off with the forms due to grammatical errors, such as stating, "contact you at," instead of "contact us at." The police reached out to the couple's realtor, who allegedly handed the pair of keys from the house's lockbox to the couple, only to learn that that too was a lie. The realtor said the sale hadn't been completed and told police she did not hand over the keys from the lockbox. Police ended up discovering that the lockbox had been smashed open and the pieces hidden inside a drawer in the house. When the couple was confronted about their crimes, Courtney told police that her husband had been left in the dark about the fraud. He hadn't been aware of the fraudulent statements or the truth behind the lockbox. Then Courtney did what most women do when they get caught red-handed. She just started spilling her guts, and she confessed that she broke into the home prior to the couple moving in. She said she climbed through windows, unlocked all the doors, and smashed open the lockbox before her husband arrived to move their stuff in. Also, for good measure, the tow truck driven by her husband was reported stolen. Courtney said she let her husband drive this truck because she couldn't drive stick. Come to find out, the truck hadn't been purchased, okay? It had been, well, it had been purchased, but with a bad check. Her husband didn't know about that either. He had no idea the truck was purchased with a bad check. How long did Courtney Davis think these lies were going to last? Mm-hmm. She was willing to move all her stuff into a house she knows she didn't own, as if it would be on the market forever. This has to be a violation of marriage vows. There is no way on God's green earth or any of her other planets that I'm supposed to stay with a woman who lies like this. A lie can destroy a relationship in a second, but it can take a lifetime to rebuild the trust, and I only got one of those, so I'm not wasting it on you. I hope Courtney's husband feels the same. Please give Courtney L. Davis the biggest hee-haw. Now, Jess Hilarious.
What?
Regardless of what social media says, you are a woman, a beautiful woman.
Absolutely.
I ain't playing with you.
No.
What's the top three lies you ever told?
To a man. Oh my God.
To anybody, but yeah, to a man.
No, to a man.
For real. Okay, so the top one, and I even told Chris this. I don't know. It's just something about you. I don't usually have sex like on a first date. We gonna do that. Don't be looking at me like that.
Oh my God, no.
Yes, oh my God, yes. And look, and I'm pregnant now, and we happy, and yeah.
Does okay. Chris know this, or he just hearing it for the first time?
He ain't listening today, because he got a lot going on.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
What's number two?
Oh my God, I remember this one time I lied about being in the hospital so a nigga could call me back. He wasn't trying to call me back, and I was
call
like,
me back, I'm dying.
Yeah, I told London, like, London, call him and tell him, yeah, like, I'm in a hospital. You know, I'm having an anxiety attack. I don't even got anxiety issues. I'm having an anxiety attack, so he can call me back.
Did he call you?
No, he still didn't call me. But Damn. That was a lie, yeah. It was a lie.
Okay, so you lied about not having sex on the first date. Mm-hmm. You lied about being in the hospital. Mm-hmm. What was the third one?
And this one time I was trying to cheat on my ex-boyfriend. I told somebody I broke up with him who wouldn't deal with me because I had a boyfriend. I lied and said I broke up with him just so I could deal with the guy.
Is that Chico from earlier?
Yeah, it is. But I hadn't. But understand something. This is before Chico took his head off. This is before a lot of things. Like, I hadn't seen Chico head. Like,
well,
he hadfished you. Yeah, he hadfished me. Mm-hmm. Like, and so by then he was already my friend. So I was like, thank God that he dodged me, because I was like, Jesus Christ, if I had gave him some, and imagine if I walked in that room and he took the head off, like, yeah, what's up? I would have ran for I can't do this. I would have quit wilding out and everything. It's no way. No.
Between Courtney Davis and Jess Hilarious, I think, brothers, you should just turn to your woman and give her a little pinch under the arm. Just a little.
Just just in case.
Just in case.
But Courtney do sound like a strong back woman. She moved everything in. This is a strong back. She climbed through the windows. She smashed the lockbox. She stole
the truck.
She
carried everything in. Yeah. She's strong. Yeah,
that's a strong back liar right there. Okay. But listen.
All right. But let's open up the phone lines.
Yes.
800-585-1051. Ladies, what is the biggest lie you've told to a man?
Oh, my God.
I need to hear some of these. I heard Jess and Taylor was back there just exchanging lies and just the laughing.
Just laughing.
They thought I wasn't listening because I was just, you know, typing away on my laptop. I'm just sitting back listening like, boy, women are so
laughing at us.
Boy, I don't care if you was listening tonight. I don't care.
800.
I'm reformed now.
585-1051. Ladies, call us up right now. What's the biggest lie you done told to a man? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.